For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
The drug war costs the federal government more than $20 billion a year. The precise amount is hard to determine, but it's a lot more than the White House admits. Research by the Rand Corporation and others revealed problems with federal reporting in years past. The drug czar had underestimated the amounts spent by some parts of law enforcement and the military, and overestimated the amounts spent by some agencies doing prevention and treatment. A couple of years ago, the reports were revised. Unfortunately, the problems that had been noted for the most part weren't actually corrected, but significant changes were made. $3 billion a year in prison spending was taken out of the equation, among other things. Now, instead of reporting a 70-30 split between law enforcement-related spending and treatment, education, and prevention, it looks like it's closer to 55-45 and improving. It's not true, but that's their story, and they're sticking to it. My full report on federal budget misreporting is on the Common Sense for Drug Policy website at www.commonsensedrugpolicy.org. For the Drug Truth Network, this is Doug McVeigh, editor of drugwarfacts.org.
Our guest this week on Cultural Baggage.
My name is Cliff Thornton, and I represent an organization called Efficacy. Efficacy is the power to produce a desired effect, and the effect we wish to produce is peace. Efficacy has been concentrating its efforts on the drug war for the past 5 years because we find that the drug war is 2 degrees from almost everything in society.
Cliff, there are many things that I'm sure we'll be talking about on Cultural Baggage, but tell us some of the points you might like to address.
Well, there are four things that I want to talk about in particular. The first being the two-year reparations payout to the victims arrested by Tom Coleman some 4 years ago. The second thing I want to talk about is the Black Caucus of State Legislators resolution condemning the war on drugs and looking for alternatives. The third thing I want to talk about is in Camden, New Jersey, the police chief said that without the crack cocaine trade, the city would collapse financially. If that is the case, how many other cities in this country face the same dilemma? And the final thing I want to talk about is the exciting things that I'm involved in with LEAP and Roger Goodman with the King County Bar Association, looking at to regulate and control drugs and bring about audits within cities within the United States to determine whether or not the drug war has been effective. So, Dean, those are some of the things that I want to talk about on your show.
That's Cliff Thornton this week on Cultural Baggage. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.